passage we just read, we hear of Peter and John, and we hear of them being challenged and set before a court. And the court's quite large. The Sanhedrin was made up of both Sadducees and Pharisees. The Sadducees themselves did not believe in miracles. They didn't believe in the resurrection. And particularly, they were really sort of very solid in what they thought was correct. They also, because they didn't believe in the resurrection, they all believed that everyone went to Sheol or Hades. And because of that, they believed there were no rewards and no penalties after death. They administered the state domestically, and they represented the state internationally. They equipped and led the army, and they mediated on domestic grievances. They were strict adherents to the written law, the Torah, and they did not accept oral interpretation evidence. The Pharisees, on the other hand, which is the other part of this Sanhedrin, they accepted in miracles, they accepted the resurrection, and you would be probably, in modern terms, think of them as being politically liberal in their thinking and mind. They believed in the supernatural elements of belief, example being demons and angels, and they were open to oral interpretation. So they were, in some ways, the opposite to the Sadducees, who were very strict in their beliefs. And here we've got Peter and John, men who weren't of high intelligence in terms of how they thought, the Sadducees, particularly the Sadducees, because they tended to be the very upper class of society, rather than, and probably the Pharisees were probably in between. And here we have Peter and John at a time when literacy wasn't probably at its best, but symbolism was important of how we did things. And in the early church, symbolism did play quite a significant part of everything. God's Spirit, as we heard, the Holy Spirit came down after the death of Christ and reminded us that God was still with us, his people. And it obviously worked well with Peter and John, and they believed that. They had spent the time with Jesus. They had seen themselves visually what Jesus was like. They knew what he believed in. They trusted him. They followed him. And they saw what happened to him. And they also saw the result of the resurrection in their own eyes. So to them, that was important. To us today, we don't have that privilege. We don't have that insight into seeing the resurrection for ourselves. But what we have is a strong narrative in the Word of God, in the Bible that we have, and in particular, the story of the resurrection and the miracles of Jesus in the New Testament. So here we go. We've got the evidence. We've got the information. It's written. The Sadducees, on the other hand, would be a bit skeptical of this modern thinking at the time of accepting that. But they couldn't get away from the people seeing that and being aware of that, of what Jesus had done and the influence and the effects of Jesus, the Son of God, as we recognize him. And that was the important thing for the people. From the Sadducees' point of view, they had to be careful how they handled things because they didn't want the mob going against them. They wanted to be careful how to control. But in this passage, we learn that they couldn't find an answer because they couldn't deny what Peter and John had seen, what Peter and John had done in actions, the healing of the cripple before that. So we see in the early stages of the Christian church, already it was getting established. They'd already established a community. And in Peter and John's state, they had gone above that red line that stood above the parapet and stuck their heads out for Jesus. Not many of us are willing to do that, but some of us are, and some of us find to doing that in different ways. Some of us, it's speaking the word of God. Others, it's in our actions. Others, it's in a mixture of both. So where do we identify with God? Where do we stand with God? That is the question for us to think about and to think, well, if this is the word of God and we trust this word, then how much do we believe? And should we be standing above that red line, sticking our head above the parapet to admit our position with God as a people, as a community, and identify that here in this city centre? God's presence has become noticeable to many people within the last few years just because they're much more aware of it and attuned to it. In Aberdeen, there's stories of more young people coming to church again, seeking God, seeking fellowship with God, because they want to know more, because they've recognized that the life of consumerism and the traditional things that we've seen in recent years doesn't really work. And they've seen that because of the COVID pandemic. It's made them rethink. And for most of us, and for some people, this has been a time of reflection on that, of where do we stand?